Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now you can hear me?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, you just put the call on speaker. All right.
Yes, I'm on speaker now.
Yes, and now you just try to open up that Play Store. Open up that Play Store.
Yes, okay. Just hold on.
Yes, take your time and open it up.
Yes, I opened up the Play Store.
Yes, and now in the top, do you see search for apps and games with a small magnifying glass? Just give a click on that. Just give a tap on that.
Yes.
And now do you see the keyboard has come up where you can type something?
Yes.
Just type it over there, letter A, A as in alpha, letter A.
Yes.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yeah, I said letter A.
Yeah, then letter N, N as in New York, letter N.
A, M.
N, it will be N, N as in Nancy, N as in November, letter N.
A for Alpha, N for November?
Yes. Then Y for yellow, letter Y.
N for...
Then letter Y. Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yeah.
Then do you, just in beneath, do you see any suggestions come up like any desk?
Yes.
Just give a click on any desk. Just give a click on that.
Yes.
And now do you see a red color application named any desk? Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be any desk, remote desktop, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and just beside that, do you see anything like install? Just give a click on install.
Any desk, remote desk?
Yeah, yes, you're right. Just give a click on that, and in a green color box, do you see install? Install?
Yes.
Just give a click on install.
Yes.
And now it's showing you downloading or it's showing you pending, ma'am? Do you see some download percentage over there or it's showing you pending? You can
okay.
See,
okay, complete.
What is showing it to you? Just tell me, ma'am. Don't click here and there. Just tell me what it's showing it to
review
you.
Review your account to continue on installing applications on Google Play. Is this the one?
No. Do you see anything like skip? Skip?
Gift?
No. Skip. Skip or cancel? Anything like skip, cancel? Do you see that?
So when I press any desk remote desk, it ins- and then I press install.
Yes.
And there's a red arrow color thing on the left side.
All right. Do you see any option like continue? Anything like skip or continue? Anything like not now, skip? Continue, anything like that, do you see over there?
No, but I have this thing down here with remote desk software.
Yes.
With a screen, and it must be something to talk or download or something.
All right, just listen to me, ma'am. You are onto the page of any desk remote desktop, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and now do you see that install?
Yes.
Just give a click on install and then let me know what you can see on the screen. First give a click on install.
Yes, it's installed and it came back again.
Yeah, came back and now what is showing you to you? What is written over there? Just tell me. And what are the options you can see over there? Just tell me, ma'am, one by one.
No, it's not giving me any option.
All right, and what is written over there?
As I said, any desk remote, and then any desk software, GmbH. I press the install. then it click back to the same again.
You just go back. You just press. You just back.
Sorry.
Just press the back button and go back to the any desk. Just go back to the page where you can see the any desk remote desktop.
Yes.
Just go back to that page.
And then I'll press search for application.
Yeah, just give a click on that application and now what can you see, ma'am?
Any desk.
And it is showing you to install or it's showing you to open?
No, it's showing any desk only.
What is the name of the application? Can you just tell me the full name?
Search for applications and games. And then when I pressed it, any desk came on.
Yeah, and now do you see that red color application, any desk?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that one. Just give a click on that. And now what can you see?
Any desk, remote desk. And
yeah.
Then.
And after that, do you see install or anything like open?
Yes, installed.
Just give a click on that. Just give a click on that and now what it's showing it to you.
Oh, it should continue down here.
Do you see continue? Yeah, just give a click on continue. And now what it's showing it to you, ma'am?
Complete account setup.
Yes, and now just give a click on skip. Do you see that skip? It might be in the bottom.
I got add a payment option to complete your account. You won't be charged unless you make a purchase.
And do you see skip, anything like skip or not now, skip or not
now? Yes.
Now just give a click on that. Yeah, just give a click
skip
on
skip and continue.
Yeah, just give a click on skip. Just give a click on skip.
Okay.
Yes. And now do you see it's downloading? The any desk is downloading?
Yes.
Yes, and how much percentage is completed right now, ma'am? Can you please tell me?
Okay, it says open.
Yeah, just give a click on open.
Yes.
And now what can you see, ma'am? Now what option do you see? Knox private policy, anything like that? Or
yes,
anything else?
And then, yeah.
And now it's in the bottom, agree and continue or accept, okay, anything like that. Just give a click on the positive option, okay? You have to give a click on the positive option, yes.
Well, I'm on this page that says KLMS agent.
What is showing it to you?
The terms and conditions.
Yeah, just give a click on agree and continue. In the bottom, there will be a positive option. Do you see any option like agree and continue, okay, allow, anything like that?
It says, I've read and agreed to all the terms and conditions
above. Just give a click on agree. Just give a click on that agree.
And then confirm?
Yeah, just give a click on confirm. And now what can you see, ma'am?
We at any desk care about your privacy versus learn more about how we collect that.
Just give a click on the positive option. We can see. Okay, allow, agree and continue. Just give a click on the positive option.
Okay.
Yes, and now what can you see?
Oh, it's going back to any desk plugging in.
Yeah, hey, it is taking you to application. Do you see anything like install? Do you see anything like install? Just beneath?
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just give a click on that install.
Yes.
Yeah. And now it's downloading?
Yes. It's
and
installing?
Now, yes. And now, do you see over there uninstall? Anything like come up like uninstall?
Yes.
And now just press your back button from the phone. Just press your back button and go back to the any desk once again.
I'll go back?
Yeah, just press the back button and go back.
Yes.
And now what it's showing it to you, ma'am?
I'm going back to the games on the screen.
Alright, you just press your home button. You just press your home button and come back to your normal wallpaper page. And now, ma'am, just find there will be a new application come up, like red color application, AnyDesk. You have to open up that AnyDesk, the red color application. Find out there will be a new application, AnyDesk. Open it up.
Okay. What does it say? It says plugin activation.
Just give a click on OK. Just give a click on OK.
Yes.
And now what is showing it to you, ma'am?
Accessibility, screen reader, visible.
Yeah, just tell me the options one by one, ma'am. Just tell me the options. Yes, tell me
screen reader, get spoken audio guidance and special controls that help you.
Yeah, just give a click on that special control. And now do you see AnyDesk AD1 over there?
Voice assistant, tutorial settings.
And just beneath that, what can you see, ma'am?
Sorry?
Do you see over there AnyDesk? AnyDesk over there?
No. Voice assistant, a screen reader, voice assistant, tutorial, and then settings. When voice assistant is on, your phone provides spoken feedback to help blind and low vision users. For example, it describes what you touch, select, and activate.
All right. Do you see over there like anything like control? Anything like control?
Tutorial.
Yeah, just give a click on that. Just give a click on that. And now what can you see, ma'am?
Voice assistant off.
Just go back. Just press the back button. Just press the back button. Yeah. And now do you see, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
And now what can you see, ma'am?
Well, I see tutorial, and I'm using this tutorial exploring the screen.
Just press the back button. Press the back button. Press the back button.
I'll go back.
Yeah, just go back. And now what can you see, ma'am?
I go back and it says voice assistant tutorial and settings. I'll go back again.
Just go back again.
Okay.
And now what can you see?
Screen reader, visibility, enhancements, hearing enhancements, interaction and texturity, advanced settings, installed services.
Install services. Just give a click on install services. Just give a click on that install services.
Yes, AnyDesk control service 81
yes.
Off.
Yeah. Just make it turn on. You just turn it on. Just give a click on that and turn it on.
Okay.
And now, ma'am, it's showing you two AnyDesk to turn on, or there is only one AD1?
It's got use AnyDesk control service ADI. 81?
Yeah, turn it on. Have you turned it on?
No.
Yeah, just turn it on. Just turn it on. Turn the both on. Yes.
I'll turn it on and it says use any desktop control service 81.
What?
Any
it's
desktop.
Showing you once again. It's showing you once again. Am I correct?
Sorry?
Alright. Now you just go back, ma'am. You just press the back button and go back to the any desk. And now it's done. Now you just go back. Just press your back button, ma'am, and open
yes.
up the AnyDesk. Yeah, and go back to the AnyDesk.
Okay, I'll put it on.
Yes. Yeah, turn it on and go back to the AnyDesk. And now what can you see?
AnyDesk control service is off.
Make it turn on, ma'am. Make it turn on. Make it turn on. And now what can you see, ma'am?
I'm pushing it and it's giving me this. Perform gestures. Use any desk control service, ADI.
Yeah, you have you turned on that ADI?
Yeah, I turned it on. I pressed it.
And now you just press your back button. All right, ma'am. You just again and again press your back button. Just go back to that any desk page, ma'am. Just go back. You just do one thing, ma'am. You just press your home button and go back to the normal home screen and open up that any desk. That red color application, any desk. Yes, open it up. Yeah, open up the any desk. Have you opened it up, ma'am? Hello?
I'm pressing it to come on, but it kept on going back.
Alright, in the bottom of your screen, do you see a home button where you can just press it and go back to your normal home screen where you can see your wallpaper? And now, ma'am, you are onto your home page of your phone.
It says, I came out, and it says, to be able to control this device remotely, a plugin needs to be activated. Would you like to activate this plugin now?
No, just give a click on cancel. Just, do you see anything like cancel?
Okay.
Yeah.
It says, Peter.
Yeah, just press anywhere on your screen, 3 to 4 times. Just press anywhere on your screen. And now, do you see... Yeah, do you see a 9-digit number come up?
Sorry?
And now what can you see, ma'am? Just tell me.
When I press it, this connection stages. Here you can see a connection to the AnyDesk network.
Yes. And now do you see any 9-digit number?
No, I've got this red thing on my right side.
Just
what did
hard.
You say? An arrow?
No. Do you see the blue lines again? Like it is showing you the blue things again? Have you pressed 2 to 3 times on your screen? And now do you see any 9-digit number, ma'am? Your ID?
Yeah, it says your address. You can use this address to connect to this device.
Tell me that number. Just tell me that number, ma'am.
774-740.
Just wait. Tell me slowly, ma'am. Tell me slowly. It's
okay.
774.
740.
740. Then?
581.
581. And just beneath that, do you see anything like set password? There will be a line, set password. Do you see that?
Your address.
Yeah, and just beneath that, your address, do you see set password? Then a set password?
No, but the white thing is...
Alright, just wait. And now, ma'am, you will get to see a security warning on the page, alright? For distracting those hackers, we are going to give you a security warning. So don't give a click. Alright, so there will be 2 check boxes. There will be 2 blank check boxes, okay? Give a tick mark on the both check boxes. Do you see anything like I trust this call, I aware of this risk? Do you see any check boxes over there?
No, I'm making the security warning. You're about to grant full control to your device.
Yeah, it is fake security warning. No need to be worried. Just give a tick mark on the check box. There will be 2 blank check box. Just give a tick mark on that and just give a click on accept. Then give a click on accept.
Sorry?
Yeah, it is going to get you back once again. You have to give a tick mark on the blank check box first, ma'am. You have to give a tick mark on the blank check box first.
Okay, I'm in this screen where with the number. And
yeah,
then
just wait. All right. Just wait. You can see that 9-digit number?
Yes.
All right. And don't click anywhere on the screen, ma'am. Just wait.
Okay.
Yes. And now in the left-hand side top, ma'am, did you see 3 lines over the left side top? In the left-hand side top corner, do you see 3 lines over there, ma'am? 3 lines on the left-hand side top?
No, I can't see anything.
It will be in the left-hand side top corner, ma'am. Left-hand side top corner, 3 lines over there. There will be 3 lines. In the left-hand side.
Top. Oh, yes.
Yeah, just
any desk?
Yeah, and just beside that any desk, there is 3 lines. So just yes. give a click on that three lines.
Yes.
And now do you see in the third line settings? Do you see that settings?
Yeah, red line.
Yeah, just give a click on that red line. Just give a click on that three lines, ma'am. And do you see settings over there? Settings.
Tap here to establish a session to the remote address. Remote address and a red arrow on to the right.
Just wait. Do you see that 9-digit number now?
No.
What can you see?
The 9-digit number. This
yes,
was connected on top
yeah.
of it, so it's in blue.
Yes. And you just press your screen 1-3 times, like 2-3 times, just press anywhere on the screen. And now do you see that 9-digit number, 774-740-581, do you see that?
Yeah, but in blue color. I mean, the screen is in blue color.
Oh, you just press your screen now, 3-4 times, just press your screen.
Sorry,
Yeah, press anywhere on the screen, ma'am. Do you see that number? Just press on that number 2-3 times. Just press on that number. Do you got it now?
I'll press this number?
Yeah, just press on that number. Just press on that number.
Okay, saying set password.
Yeah, just give a click on set password. Just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now do you see permissions profile? Just scroll down the page. Do you see permission profile? It will be permissions profile. Do you see that? Hello?
Yes.
Permission profile? Permission profile?
Yes.
Just give a click on permissions profile. And now do
yes.
you see in the fourth line, unattended access? Do you see that? Unattended access?
Permission profiles with a red line.
Yes, and just beneath that on the fourth line, do you see unattended access? Unattended
yes.
access. Yeah, just give a click on unattended access.
Yes.
And now in the second line, do you see enable unattended access with a checkbox? Just give a click on enable unattended access. Just give a click on that checkbox.
Okay.
And now it's asking for a password, am I correct?
Yes.
Alright, so I'm going to provide you the password. All will be in lower cases and don't give a space. Alright. Type E as in English letter E.
Sorry, just hold on.
Yeah, all will be in lower cases, okay? Yeah, don't give a space. Type E as in English letter E.
E for,
Edward, E as in Edward, E as in English, letter E.
Sorry, come again, letter E.
Yes, yes. Then B as in Bravo, letter B.
Letter E.
Then letter B. B as in basket, letter B.
Yes.
Then A as in apple, letter A.
Yes.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then number 7?
Yes.
Number 8?
Yes.
Number 9?
Yes.
Then number 0?
Yes.
And now just give a click on OK.
Yes.
And now what can you see, ma'am? Just tell me.
Permission profile.
Yeah, just wait.
Oh.
Just wait. Don't click on your screen. Just wait.
But the security warning is coming on.
Yes. Yeah. And now you will get to see start now. Just give a click on start now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give a click on start now.
Yes.
And now just give a click on close. And now, ma'am, what can you see on the screen?
Oh.
Yes. And now, ma'am, you just open up your Play Store once again. Open up your Play Store. open up your Play Store. Hello?
Yes, sorry.
Open up your Play Store, ma'am.
What is this Play Store?
Open up the Play Store, ma'am. Alright, just...
This Play Store is going missing somewhere on the screen.
Our server will help you to find it out, just wait.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, just open it up.
Yes.
And now in the right hand side top, do you see your name logo over there? Just give a click on that. Your initiate, names initiate, just give a click on that. It will be in the right hand side top corner, ma'am. Your name initiate. Just give a click on that in the right hand side down top corner.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Alright. And now just press back your home screen and go back and open up your Google. Just open up your Google, ma'am.
Alright.
And now, ma'am, you just open up your Google and I'm going to verify you some basic details which those hackers have created, alright? They have created some kind of fake accounts and all to doing this kind of illegal activities. The name which they have put it on that account is Mariam Arsing David. And the email address is mariamarsingd@gmail.com, okay? So, ma'am, at the moment...
Yes? I'm in Google now.
Yeah, and now just give a click on the search panel. Just give a click on the search panel. There will be a written as search. Do you see that search? Just give a click on that.
Sorry, where?
Yeah, and now just type it over there. My, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
I'll click on the Google way it says.
Yes,
and now just
type it from the keyboard. My, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
M?
Then Y, letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y. Then
yes.
give a space.
Yes.
Then number one, put one.
Yeah.
Then P for Peter, letter P.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then address, location, and do you see any option like my 1P address, location, California? Yes, right. Sorry,
yes.
And now, ma'am, I'm going to verify your IP address. All right. It's 66.249.69.127. Am I correct, ma'am?
Start up again.
It's 66.249.69.127. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
So, ma'am, and just been, this is your IP address which has been compromised by those hackers right now. And you won't pick up any call, all right? You just hang up that call. And now just open up the Google page, ma'am, once, just wait.
Oh, shit.
Just wait. Yes. And now do you see the IP location, ma'am? IP location, just beneath the IP address, do you see the IP location?
Yes.
So which location is showing it to you, ma'am?
It's Mountain View, California, US.
United. Oh my goodness. This means, ma'am, these hackers are from the Mountain View, California, okay? And they have got the access onto your information and they are trying to buy this kind of illegal things over the internet. So we have to immediately block them, all right? So first of all, ma'am, you just go and check on your email, on the today's mail, do you got any kind of mail from the eBay regarding this or not? Just go and check on your mails, on your emails, just go and check. And ma'am, apart from that, ma'am, first of all, just go and check that you got any mail from the eBay or not.
Okay, I'll check.
Yeah, just check it, ma'am. Yeah, you have to check your today's mail, okay, that you got any mail from the eBay or not.
where would the email come from?
Oh. All right, just do one thing, ma'am. Just go in the top. Just scroll the page on the top. Just scroll. Just go up. Just go to the up of the page, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, open up the mail. Open up the Gmail, ma'am. Open up the mail once again.
I can't see anything.
And now just wait. Now just wait. Server will help you out. Just wait. And now, ma'am, in the left-hand side top, do you see three lines over there?
I'm in my email.
All right. You just go in the top of the page, ma'am. You just scroll up. You just scroll down, ma'am. You just scroll down and go to the up of the page. Just scroll down the page. Ma'am, hold on. Hold on. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait.
Okay.
You have to go to the top of the page, ma'am. In the top of the page. You are going down. All right, ma'am. We can see in the server, ma'am. The hacker are behind your email, okay? Just wait. Then don't touch your phone. Just wait, ma'am. Just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, just wait. Don't touch your phone, ma'am. Server is going to help you out.
Okay.
Yes. And apart from this, ma'am, email, we can see that those hackers have tried to buy those gift cards again and again. All right. So do you... And now, and ma'am, on this
yes.
phone, do you check the on all the statements online? Like, do you do online banking on this phone sometimes to check the statements?
Yes.
All right. So, ma'am, first, you just go and log into your online banking and check each and every statement. All right. If you will get to see any fraudulent charts over there, it might be possible it will be for $1. Please do let me know. All right. Just go and check each and every account of yours. Just go and check. Just press your home button and go and check. Yes. Do you, yeah. And once you, ma'am, you just check. Once you log in, do let me know.
Okay.
Yes. And do you have the application with you, ma'am, or you just do it with the Google?
Which application?
You just try to log into your online banking first and check that you got any fraudulent charge or not, all right? If you get to see any fraudulent charge, please do let me know.
Okay, just hold on, let me check.
Take your time, all right? Just scroll to the top of your screen, ma'am. Just go to the top of your screen. You're again going down, ma'am. You have, yeah, take, just wait, yeah. Don't touch your phone, ma'am, just wait. The server is going to help you, just wait. Just wait. And you are the only person, ma'am, who used that?
Yes.
Just give a click. Just wait, ma'am. Just wait. And once you properly log in, ma'am, please do let me know. All right. And check each and every statement of yours. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, have you checked the statements, ma'am? In the right hand side top corner, do you see anything like login and all? Just give a click on that. Just wait, ma'am. Just wait. Just scroll to the top. Just wait, ma'am. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. Just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. All right. All right, ma'am. Hello.
Yes.
And ma'am, you have the personal banking or you have the business banking, ma'am?
Sorry?
Like you do the personal banking or you do the business banking?
No, that's my personal banking.
All right, it's your personal banking. All right, just wait. Just give a click on that personal banking, ma'am. Just go and check each and every account of yours, all right?
Yes.
Check each and every account of yours, ma'am, and if you will get to see any kind of federal charge, ma'am, please do let me know. And ma'am, you don't have any kind of computer or any laptop at your home, ma'am?
Sir, come again?
Like, do you have any computer or any laptop at your home, ma'am?
No, I don't have it right now.
Alright, you don't, can you just do one thing, ma'am, you just simply log out, ma'am, and go back to your normal home screen.
What you said is there was a charge on my account?
Yeah, first of all, you just log out. Let me start the cancellation procedure, just log out. And you don't have any computer or any laptop with you at the moment?
No.
Oh, alright, just wait. And now you just press your home button, ma'am, and go back to your normal home screen. And now just press your home button, ma'am.
Yes.
And now you just open up your Google once again. Open up your Google once again, yes.
Yes.
And once you're onto the Google, just give a click on this search. Just give a click on that search.
Yes.
And now, ma'am, type on the search panel my.
Yeah.
My, my.
Yeah.
Have you written my?
Yeah, I've got a couple of that on my screen right now.
No,
my
no, no.
One C.
No, you have to type it from the keyboard, okay, my, M-Y, yes, type it
okay.
From the keyboard, yes,
M-Y,
then give a space,
yes,
and now do you see any option come up like my 1P address location,
yeah,
just give a click on that,
yes.
All right, ma'am, you just do one thing. You just give a click on the search panel once again, where you have written my 1P address. Just give a click on that. No.
Yeah, I did that, and it's coming up with, okay.
All right, just wait. Just wait. Server is going to help you out. Just wait. Yeah. Type my IP address. Type my MY, then give a space. Then IP address. IP,
yes.
It will be IP.
Yeah.
It will be my IP, all right, my not my 1P, it will be IP.
Yes.
Just erase each and everything. Just erase it, ma'am.
Erase what?
Erase my 1P address. Just erase it.
Yes.
And now just freshly type over there my MY.
Yes.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Then I as an indigo letter I.
Oh, it's a I.
Yeah. And do you see any option come up like my IP address? Just give a click on my IP address.
Yes.
And now it. Do you see your IP address over there? So, ma'am, it's showing you your private IP address or your public IP address.
My private IP address.
No, it will be in the top. This may be like your public IP address or your private IP address. What can you see?
Yeah, your public IP address.
That's the thing. Ma'am, first of all, you just do one thing. You just plug in your charger first. You just plug your charger first. On the phone, just plug in your charger.
Yes.
Yeah, just plug in your charger.
What? My charger.
Yeah, just your charger first, ma'am, and just plug it in. Have you plugged in the chargers, ma'am? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. First, just plug in your charger, ma'am. Just plug in your charger. And now you just hold the phone straight, okay? Just hold the phone straight.
Yeah.
And now, yeah. And now, just wait, ma'am. Just wait. And now, do you see it showing you your public IP address?
Your public IP address?
No, don't have to press anything. Let me explain it to you, ma'am. What is this? Your IP address must be private all the time, okay, because it's your phone and your network. Nobody else have got the access onto your IP address. But at the moment, ma'am, it is showing you public. This means some overseas hackers have got the access onto your information, okay. So we have to block them right now. Do you got it, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, ma'am, just wait. The server is going to help you out. Just wait. Don't touch your phone, just wait.
Type your phone number.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, just wait. Don't touch your phone, just wait. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. And now what can you see on the screen, ma'am?
Some numbers.
Alright. Now you just press your home button, ma'am, and come back to your normal home screen and open up your settings. Open up your settings.
Yes.
And now, do you see any option over there like display? Just give a click on display.
Yes.
Just give a click on, And over there, just scroll down the page. Do you see any option like auto lock? Just scroll down the page. Do you see anything like screen timeout? Anything like screen timeout? Just scroll up, just go to the top. It will be screen timeout. Just check one by one. There will be an option screen timeout. Screen timeout, yes. Do you see that screen timeout? Just scroll down the page slowly. Just scroll it down slowly.
I have screen mode.
Screen timeout. Screen timeout.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Yeah.
And now just make it 10 minutes. It's showing you 10 minutes?
Yes.
All right, and now you just press your home button and go back to your normal home screen.
Yes.
And now, ma'am, we are going to simply transfer this call to the NCA, to the National Crime Agency, ma'am. What they are going to do, they are going to help you to block those foreign IP addresses, ma'am, those foreign people who are behind you, who are behind your network. They are going to help you to block them. All right. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So just wait, ma'am. Let me transfer this call to the NCA department, ma'am. Just wait. Just wait. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, that's very glad to listen. Now, I believe that you are having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
I am a bit confused about this conversation.
Like, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. So may I know that till now, what you have understand after spoken to them?
Yeah, actually, I was talking to him, but I was wondering what this is all about.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
I said I was talking to the other guy there, but I was wondering what this is all about.
Okay, now basically somebody without your permission, they are trying to make some fraudulent charges which is not authorized by you. I believe that the eBay department has mentioned to you that you have received like authorization message that have you made any transaction of $299 or not, and they said that you said to them that you haven't authorized any of these transactions, correct?
Yeah, I was answering those questions, but I wasn't sure what it is all about.
Basically, somebody without your permission, they are charging some money from your bank account. They are trying to misuse with your details and with your personal information. Now, that is the reason why we are getting you. Your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency. Now, we are the government employees. We work for government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. We deal with it. All right? Now, as we case somebody without your permission, they are trying to get into your financial details. That is the reason why we need to protect your identification and we need to protect your financial activities as well. Do you understand?
Okay, I have never made any call to your people.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised that I came up with all these things.
Yeah, as because somebody without your permission, they are charging the amount from you. So that is the reason why your call has been connected to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter. Now, first of all, can you just tell me, yesterday or today, have you made any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned about $299?
Yes, I did.
And have you made any transaction of $399 as well?
Yes.
To whom you have made that transaction?
The thing is, I'm in another country and I'm here. I'm from another country, and I'm here for a short period of time. So when I do the transaction, it's in the currency that I am in right now. So there would be a difference to my own country currency and the country.
From which country you are belonging from? Like, from which country you are belonging from, basically? Like, the BGP, the bank account that you have got, like, from the BSP, like from where the bank account is belongs to?
Actually, I don't want to continue with this conversation because I am surprised. I got this call.
As because somebody without your permission, they are using your identification. So that is the reason why we are trying to put the security.
I know you told all the transactions. I am aware of it.
I'm sorry?
All the transactions that were done on my account, I am aware of it.
Yeah, so have you made any transaction that they have mentioned?
Yes, as I said, all those transactions that were made, I am aware of it.
Yeah, so that is the reason why we are trying to protect your, you know, whole internet connection.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from National Crime Agency. Your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency now.
Where?
We're based in Kent Street, Sydney.
I've never made any call to those crime people.
I beg your pardon?
I've never made any call.
Why don't you understand that somebody without your permission, they are using your identification and your bank account details for making some fraudulent charges? Now, that is the reason why your call has been connected to us.
How do you know my account and all these things, and you are calling me regarding that?
Beg your pardon?
How do you know my account details and all this, and you are calling me regarding that?
Because through this account, that money which has been trying to be charged. So that is the reason why your call has been connected to us.
Okay. I try to do some transfers. Twice, I think yesterday, but the transaction didn't go through, and that's why probably it came out on them.
But somebody, as I can see over here, that somebody without your permission, they are trying to make some fraudulent charges without your any authorization.
Where is that?
It is from the overseas countries. Do you know anyone in China, Nigeria, or Cambodia?
No. As I said, I tried to do some transaction last night or yesterday, but it didn't go through because one of the informations I didn't understand.
So that is the reason somebody without your any authorization, they are trying to charge some amount from your end.
Well, I don't want to continue on with this conversation because
what do
I
mean
don't
by that?
Feel...
Do you think that I'm here to entertain you?
Sorry?
Do you think that I'm here to entertain you?
Well, I am confused with all these things.
What is so confusing? Well, am I speaking French?
Because it's my personal information that's going up and I didn't like it.
Like, did I ask you any of your personal information?
No, but the information
And where you have been charged this amount? Like, where you have put that bank details and information?
Sorry?
Where you have put that bank information and these bank details? Wow. I'm asking you something. Ki Laura.
Yes.
Like the debit card that you are having, it is from your savings account or it is from the another account that you have got, the debit card that you're holding?
Well, those are the things that I don't want to answer to it, because those are my personal things.
Now, your personal things is trying to be affected by those people. There will be no personal now.
As far as I know, who would be doing that?
Where you have put the bank account information? Can you just do one thing? Can you just log in into your accounts?
Hello?
Yeah, log in into your accounts once.
Ooh. Hello?
Log into your account. Don't you understand that?
Why should I log into my account?
Because we have to put the security.
Will I pay for the security?
I'm sorry?
Will I pay for that security?
You don't have to pay for anything. We are just working for your security. Somebody is trying to charge some money from your end. So that is the reason. Now, tell me, do you want to protect your devices and your bank account or not? Or do you want me to leave that? If I leave that, your all money will be gone.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, go on. Hello?
Yeah, give a click on menu. Now, the debit card that you have got from this bank, is this the debit card belongs to the savings account or to the another account?
To the savings account. Sorry? Hello?
Yes?
Go on.
Yeah, now, as I can see over here, that the bank account details that you're having, it is no longer safe and secure. Somebody without your permission is trying to compromise into your details.
Like what?
Like they are trying to keep compromise into your bank details and your personal information, and they are trying to steal money from you. Now, that reason, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to put the security on your whole internet network. Okay? So just leave it the way it is. So we need to go ahead and we need to put the security first, okay?
Okay, look, I'm not from, I'm not an Australian.
Yes.
And so I'm from another country. I'm just visiting, and how come you people got this information?
Yeah, because you are in Australia at the moment, somebody has been registered yourself and they are trying to misuse with your details. Now, the debit card that you are having, like, is this the debit card that you are having, is this like belongs to the that account number which is ending with 1814 or from the savings account that you have got? Because as I can see that the hackers are keep targeted on your savings account.
Yeah, David, account is, I mean, my work is to the primary account.
Is this the 1814 is your debit account, the primary account that you belongs to the debit card?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I can see that they are keep targeted on your Plus Saver account, which is account number ending with 2242.
Okay, thank you for calling. I think I need to get some advice before I give full information out.
No, I didn't ask you any of your personal information. Did I ask you any of your personal information? Somebody without your permission, they are charging some amount without your any prime knowledge. So that is the reason why we are trying to help you to put the security. So just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team, then I'll get back to you. So just allow me some moment. Don't hang up the call. Be on that page. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now we can see that. Do you know in the meantime, do you know anyone in India?
No.
Because somebody is India, from India, they are trying to misuse with your details. Now let me go ahead and put the security on your whole internet network. Okay. Now go to the Play Store.
Okay. Yes.
Now on the Play Store, search on the top Wise, W-I-S-E, Wise. Okay, leave it for a moment, leave it for a moment. Let the server do the work. Could you just listen to me for a moment? Okay, leave it for a moment, I said. Now, as I can see, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, now as I can see that the money is already been charged from your bank account, but it's not showing you on your statement because it's a fraudulent transaction.
Okay, so you're supposed to get the money from RN. Now we will gonna go ahead and we will gonna provide you the money through the wire to your bank account, because the money is already been charged. But as because this is a fraudulent transaction, so that is the reason why it's not showing you on your statement at the moment. So just leave the control of your computer for once, and I will gonna let you know that what we need to do. All right, so just allow me some moment. Now, have you downloaded the application called Wise? Hold on, it will come up. Hold on, just leave the control of your computer for a moment. Now put your email address in which email you wanted to get registered to get the money. Hello.